Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about them.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all.
Y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646, 888-623-3646. And as always, anytime you want to leave a voicemail message to holler at me about anything, just go to SiriusXM.com/getserious. That's SiriusXM.com/getserious. There's a lot of stuff on my mind today. I'm thinking about the NFL. I'm thinking about the NFC and the AFC and the teams to look out for and how things are panning out as the season progresses and we approach week 10 and all of that other stuff. We'll get into that. And Bill Belichick's making news because with the New York Giants having fired Brian Daboll, there's some coaches' names that are coming out of the woodwork as to who could be the next head coach for the New York Giants. And Bill Belichick addressed that because his name had been thrown out there. So we definitely want to get into that as well. LeBron James was assigned to the NBA's, the Los Angeles Lakers, G League and stuff like that. So he's getting himself ready, ultimately, to come back. We'll be talking about that as well on the NBA level. But I got something on my mind in regards to the NBA, and it's a bit off kilter, and I have to go here. And I have to go here because I'm not going to lie to you, I'm kind of disgusted about it. I don't view it the way a lot of people view it, and I just want to get it off my chest because it happens to be what is on my mind, and that is the NBA's All-Star Weekend. Listen, apparently there's some new format that the NBA is proposing, 3 8-man teams, 2 American teams, 1 international team. You see it right there. 3-team, 8-man roster format, 2 USA, 1 international teams, 5 starters, 7 reserves for each conference, no positional requirements, first 3 quarters, round robin between the 3 teams, the 4th quarter between the top 2 teams, best point differentials decide top 2 if all 3 teams are 1-1. And you hear about it. And if you got a television screen or whatever, YouTube in front of you, you see it right there. I get it. I don't give a damn about any of that. None of it. Doesn't mean anything to me. And this is no shade on the NBA league office led by Commissioner Adam Silver, who has done all he could to make NBA All-Star Weekend as interesting and compelling to us, to as many of us as possible. Props to him. It ain't his fault. It ain't his fault. It ain't the league's fault either. It's not them. It's the players. It's the players. Instead of sitting up here and dissecting and deducing, oh, what would be really, really good? What would be interesting to the average viewer out there? How about showing some freaking effort? How about that? Because none of this is necessary. None of this is necessary. If cats go out there and at least show the kind of effort that you show when you're working out with each other in the summertime. Just that amount. It don't have to be playoff effort. It don't have to be championship effort. Hell, it don't even have to be a regular season effort. Just play like you play in the summertime when you're trying to get yourself in shape or stay in shape. That's it. That's all that it would require. But because for years and years and years, players snubbed their nose at All-Star Weekend festivities, we got this going on. So let's keep that in mind. Let's remember all of that. And that's my position. Now, before we go any further, just to show that I'm not a freaking hypocrite and there's no hypocrisy or inconsistencies with my verbiage, if y'all remember, last season, right around the All-Star game, I've spoken on this very, very subject. I got for you what I said back then. Griff, play what I said last year about this issue. I think soccer is a litmus test in this regard, Josh, in all seriousness. When you look at the competition overseas and how rabid that fan base is and how serious they take it, the players have no choice because, listen, it's not safe for them when they lose, when they give 100% max effort. Mm-hmm. So if they were lackadaisical in any way, could you imagine how those folks would act? Mm-hmm. So I think that because of the pride that they take in representing their homeland, wherever that may be, you put the international players up against the U.S. players, since this is where the sport was born. You put it up against the U.S. players, and the U.S. players go up against the international players, and that's how you have All-Star Weekend. And I also think you put it in different places. One year you put it in the States. Another year you put it in Paris. Another year you come back to the States. Another year you go to England. Another year you come back to the States. Another year you might go to Croatia or Sweden or Finland or someplace like that. Amsterdam, which is, I hear, is a party town and all of this other. Croatia, something like that. I think you do that. Or rather, let's say, for example, you got Luka. He's from Slovenia. All right? You have other, you know, Wembanyama is from France. You have Embiid or somebody who's from Congo. I think you go to those places where one of those players are represented and you have the All-Star festivity there. I think that's how you do it. I think that's the only thing that could potentially save the event. Here we are a year later, and I stand by that. Ladies and gentlemen, the effort by most of these players during All-Star Weekend has been so egregiously poor. It wouldn't have bothered me if they canceled All-Star Weekend. Why bother? You got players privately talking about, you know, he ain't getting paid anything. You got folks lamenting how you got to cater to advertisers and sponsors who, by the way, contribute heavily to you being able to sign an 11-year, $77 billion deal as a league. And obviously, this doesn't apply to everybody. Like when Steph Curry showed up, you know, they had a three-point shooting contest for All-Star Weekend in Indianapolis in 2024. But do you remember when Steph Curry and Sabrina Ionescu for the WNBA went up against one another? The highest score from all the other three-point shooters during that contest was 26 points. Sabrina Ionescu had 26. It's just that Steph Curry had 29. He showed up and showed up, the greatest shooter on the planet, the greatest shooter God has ever created, showed up and competed against the ladies in a three-point, or Sabrina, rather, specifically her, as opposed to a bunch of ladies, competed against her in a three-point shooting contest. And she was fabulous. It's just that she wasn't Steph Curry. That was the only crime. She wasn't Steph Curry. Okay? And he showed up. He didn't have to do that. But guess what? He did. Because the greatest shooter showed up for a compelling three-point shooting contest that really, really made that weekend stand out. That was the best event of All-Star Weekend. What have I religiously gotten on LeBron James about? You go up in a layup line and watch LeBron James dunking the ball. I mean, that was a showstopper performance. He was putting on a slam dunk contest using pregame warmups to do it. But when it came time to compete in the slam dunk contest, he is the only dude known for playing above the rim in the history of the game to never compete in a slam dunk contest. Connie Hawkins did it. David Thompson did it. Julius Erving did it. Dominique Wilkins did it. Michael Jordan certainly did it. Vince Carter did it. Tracy McGrady did it. Kobe Bryant did it. Hell, Harold Miner did it. Spud Webb did it. Nate Robinson did it. Zach LaVine did it. Aaron Gordon did it. The list goes on and on. But when LeBron James didn't participate, all of a sudden you had a lot of cats weren't willing to participate. And now we see in the slam dunk championship come from some cat in the G League. McClung, who, by the way, was impressive, by the way. No throwing no shade at him. I mean, this is what it is. That's why I gave Jaylen Brown props a few years ago when he competed in the contest. He didn't have to, but he did. He wasn't worried about being scared of competing against, you know, somebody from the G League. Do y'all remember what my idea was? I sat up there and I said, I will do anything, any role that y'all want me to play in sponsoring a nationwide slam dunk contest for the NBA to utilize All-Star Weekend. Let's have a nationwide contest. You think these cats can? $1 million prize. A $500,000 prize for second place. A $100,000 prize for third place. Ladies and gentlemen, that's 1.6 million dollars. You ain't got $1.6 million in the NBA. You just signed for $77 billion. You get a nationwide contest. You go any place, every city, every state in America. And the top 10 slam dunkers are all invited, free of charge, all expenses paid trip to All-Star Weekend for the slam dunk contest. Use them. How do you get the players involved? Let the players, I said this on First Take, Kendrick Perkins and others signed off on it. They loved it. I said, yo, let's have this contest nationwide. And after you have the contest nationwide, America, because I know y'all listening here in Canada, you got the contest nationwide. And the top 10 dunkers that we can find based on that nationwide contest are invited to All-Star Weekend. There's a first place prize, second place prize, third place prize. And if you want to be nice, throw in $50,000 for the other seven that were allowed to come and participate and made it this far. $50,000 apiece. And call it a day. Hell, that's about $2 million total. What's the problem? And I said, let me tell you why. You can also have the players involved. The All-Stars, you pick your starting five from the All-Stars, and each of them sponsor one of the slam dunkers. Like you just sitting there coaching, motivating them, that kind of thing. So you participating, but you don't have to actually dunk. At least we got cats that's going to go out there and go all out and try to show out and show you what they got for a real slam dunk contest. Anything to make it compelling and interesting. Because it was ruined by the lack of participation, particularly from LeBron James. I've said this many times. I've always blamed him for that. Not for anything else, but definitely that. But that was just a slam dunk contest. Now we sitting there making modifications and alterations to an All-Star game that all it requires is a little bit of effort. Play a little bit of defense. Like when LeBron was going up against Kobe and clapping his hands, you know, for Kobe to guard him. When Kobe returned the favor on another All-Star weekend and he was guarding LeBron. When D-Wade was going at it, when Melo was going at it. When you see these cats going at one another a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, all of this stuff, this new NBA All-Star Game format, United States versus the world, you know what's going to make it compelling? The world, not the United States, because the world is prideful. And you got cats, whether it's from Serbia, Slovenia, or wherever the hell they from, they take this stuff seriously. And they want their people competing. And when you ain't willing to compete and you're going to lollygag around, your native land ain't going for that. That's why these brothers don't shortchange you with effort. In America, that's what they do. They don't do that anywhere else. So I'm telling you, this is what matters. This all, every time I see something about All-Star modifications, I get disgusted because it's only reason it exists is because it's an indictment against the effort that has been given by players. Not playing any defense, giving up 140, 160, 200 damn points. Just a glorified layup line. It's embarrassing. Nobody likes it. Nobody respects it. It's humiliating. And it's not good TV. And it's not good entertainment. But it is of no fault to the NBA. This is about the players. Showing, yo, if you're getting paid, you can snub your nose at the league. I think it's disgusting. I think it's horrible. And I don't like the fact that some damn kind of modification has to be offered. But if you are going to offer it, I do believe there should be a European team. Because you know they're going to try to beat the Americans. Because they know their countrymen and women, that's exactly what they want them to do. And they're going to go out there, and if you don't show up and give some effort, they're going to kick the Americans' ass. And that level of pride, one would surmise, would elevate your level of competitive fervor if you team USA, even though there's going to be two teams. And then as a result, there's some little competition out there. Don't want anybody's back getting broken. Don't want anybody's knees twisted. Nobody want anybody a tearing their Achilles or something. But damn, you can show some effort. That's where I'm coming from with it. That's what I think works. And it's going to take the Europeans to pull it off. The Jokic's of the world, the Wembanyama's of the world. We got to see stuff like that. Luka's of the world. Think about some of the European players. Cats we know going to be all-stars because the three of them that I just mentioned, we know those going to be all-stars. And if the Americans don't show up ready to ball, they're going to get their ass kicked. And oh, by the way, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander gets to get included in that. He's from Canada. None of them folks that I mentioned are American-born players. So what you going to do? Unfortunately, that's what it takes. But that's how it goes. 888 Mad Dog Tits, the number to call up is 888-623-3646. KY, Chicago, you live with Stephen A. What's up, man? Talk to me.
Stephen A., thanks for taking the call. Man, no you just said a mouthful, and you are 100% right. And on top of that, the Americans, we don't have anyone that can support that. Besides LeBron, Steph, and KD, they're in their later years. Who are we going to have to answer that call? Anthony Edwards? I'm not sure that he can do that after.
I think he will. Oh, wait a minute though. I think Anthony Edwards would answer the call. And let me tell you something else too. I know he'll answer it with effort.
I don't know.
You got to remember. We're not talking about winning or losing. All-Star Weekend. What we're saying is, could you play like you competed in just a little bit?
Don't let it
be a glorified landline. We don't care whether you win or lose. What we're talking about is actually watching you give effort. To the quality of a damn pickup game, bro. That's all we asking.
Well, the reason why I said Anthony Edwards might not answer the call is because, remember, he tried to play left hand in the previous All-Star game when it was his for the taking. All he had to do was play his heart out. So that's why I'm saying. So, you know, man, these guys are about to get exposed, and you know what? They need to get exposed. And
you and I both know. Them European players going to show up to try to bust their ass.
Because they know
their native country's watching. They ain't playing that. You and I both know that.
And I can't wait. I can't wait for them to get exposed. And then, like you always say, what you going to do now? Thanks for taking the call.
Appreciate it, man. Mark in Toronto, you're live with Stephen A. What's up, Mark? Talk to me.
Wow. I've waited a long time to talk to you. You and Michael Wilbon are the members of the media that I respect the most. I love to watch the most, and I appreciate you taking my call today. So thank you.
Go ahead.
You know, if we look back to the All-Star game of 2013, when Kobe Bryant challenged LeBron James, boom, let's go, clap, 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 one-on-one, me and you, dog.
And LeBron passed it into the corner looking for Melo. When everybody was looking for him to take the shot.
There's 5 minutes of footage on YouTube that anyone can go and look at that sees LeBron, no skill, no handle, no nothing, and Kobe shutting him down all the time.
Now you're going too far, Mark. Let's not accuse LeBron James of having no skill at any point. The man has been one of the greatest players in the history of basketball. That's who he is. Let's not insult him like that. We know better than that. You can never say LeBron has no skill. You can't do that. He came into the league as the chosen one. And by the way, he's eclipsed expectations. He's a four-time champion, a four-time league MVP, and he's been in the league for 23 years. We can't disrespect him like that, bro. Can't do that.
Well, since that game, the All-Star game has completely changed because players don't want to be shown up in a game. They don't want to give 100% of their effort because – when they fail and lose, they take it personal. Back in the day, we saw everyone give 100%. And if you lost, you lost. Losing is a part of life. You learn from losses, and you prepare yourself better for the next opportunity. And you can't win all the time, but players just have an issue about, well, if I try my hardest and everyone sees that I'm trying and I can't do it, then I look like a bum. That's why I don't join the All-Star, the dunk off. That's why I don't try really hard in the All-Star game. And it's like, that mentality's got to go, because we're not going to judge you for trying hard and not winning. We're going to judge you for not trying hard.
This is why we should love Steph Curry even more, because Steph Curry is the greatest shooter God ever created. He could have lost to Sabrina Ionescu in that 3-point shooting contest All-Star weekend in 2024. He showed up. He won, but he showed up. You understand? Guess what? Had he lost. She hit 26. She hit 26. He hit 29. She was fantastic. She just wasn't Steph Curry. No shame at all. Beautiful thing. We got the contest we want to see. If there is an indictment against LeBron James to be made, of all the things that people want to point to, it's the fact that he never competed in the slam dunk contest. What other dude you knew that was ever considered remotely any kind of Skywalker who didn't participate in the slam dunk contest? Who was that person? They all did until LeBron stopped. Now we don't even see Ja Morant in there. We don't see Ant-Man in there. We don't see Skywalkers. You understand that? I mean, showstoppers with aerial assaults. We don't see it because they're like, it ain't no big deal, because he took it away from being a big deal. That's just the truth. I love the fact that the NBA with this all-star format is going the route of having a European team, an international team rather. I love that. Because I know those brothers ain't going to bow down and they ain't going to play along and just have some glorified layup line. Nah, they're going to compete. And they're going to force the Americans to compete. And I love that. But it should not have come to this. It was totally unnecessary. It should not have come to this. This is on the players. Period. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM Mad Dog Sports Radio. Who's the number one threat to the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC Conference? Ladies and gentlemen, who do y'all want to see most? Of anybody out there, who do you want to see most in the Super Bowl? My answer's easy. I'm going to give that up to you next. And oh, by the way, Giants and Bill Belichick, stop. Just stop. I'll explain to y'all where I stand in just a minute. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Don't go away.